came to the neighbour and complained that she got a splinter in her finger. "What of?" asked the neighbour's wife. "It is a mahogany splinter," said the other. "Mahogany? It cannot be less with you," exclaimed the woman. And thence the proverb. "It is so mahogany," that is, so excessively fine, is derived. It was lively both up and down the street. Tailors and shoemakers and all the folk moved out into the street. Chairs and tables were brought forth, and candles burnt. Yes, above 1,000 lights were burning, and the one talked and the other sung. And people walked and church bells rang, and asses went along with a dingle, dingle, dong, for they too had bells on. The street boys were screaming and hooting and shouting and shooting with devils and detonating balls. And there came corpse-bearers and hood-wearers, for there were funerals with psalm and hymn. And then the din of carriages driving and company arriving. Yes, it was, in truth, lively enough down in the street. Only in that single house which stood opposite, that in which the learned foreigner lived, it was quite still. And yet someone lived there, for there stood flowers in the balcony. They grew so well in the sun's heat, and that they could not do unless they were watered. And someone must water them. There must be somebody there. The door opposite was also opened late in the evening, but it was dark within, at least in the front room.